What is the latest on the national outbreak of measles in the United States? Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The latest CDC measles cases and outbreaks report states that there are now 1,227 confirmed cases in 37 jurisdictions in the United States, while acknowledging that there are likely more probable cases being reported. There are now 23 outbreaks, which is defined as three or more related cases, reported in 2025, and 89% of the confirmed cases, which is 1,088 out of 1,277, are outbreak-related. For comparison, there were a total of 285 confirmed cases of measles in the United States in 2024, with 16 outbreaks reported, and just 69% of those, 285 cases, were outbreak-associated. That's an increase of nearly fivefold, and we are just 6 months into 2025. The percentage age distribution of the 1,227 cases are as follows. Under 5 years of age, 29%. Of 5 to 19 years of age, 37%. 20 plus years of age, 33%. Age unknown and 1%. The percentage of vaccine status is as follows. Unvaccinated or unknown, 95%. One dose of MMR, 2%. Two doses of MMR, 3%. Additionally, 12% of the reported cases were hospitalized, and there have been 3 confirmed deaths from measles. The CDC reminds healthcare professionals that 2 doses of MMR vaccine are 97% effective at preventing measles. 1 dose is 93% effective. It is uncommon for someone fully vaccinated to develop measles. However, breakthrough infections can occur, especially in communities experiencing an outbreak where high levels of measles virus are circulating. The number of breakthrough infections, approximately 5% of total, is consistent with numbers seen in previous years. In our next story, we learn from Lancet Neurology about new findings from the INTERACT trials, which confirm that early, intensive blood pressure lowering after intracerebral hemorrhage can improve outcomes. A pooled analysis of over 11,000 patients showed that targeting systolic blood pressure below 140 millimeters of mercury within an hour was associated with reduced risk of death, neurologic deterioration, and poor functional recovery. While the effect of hematoma growth was not statistically significant overall, benefits on both function and radiographic progression were greatest when treatment was initiated within 3 hours of symptom onset. A companion commentary highlights the pathophysiological rationale. Unlike ischemic stroke, where elevated BP may maintain perfusion, ICH is characterized by early hematoma expansion, a process potentially mitigated by rapid BP control. Results from INTERACT 4, which tested pre-hospital BP lowering within 2 hours, further support this approach. Together, these findings suggest that intensive blood pressure management, particularly when started early, may be a safe and effective strategy for improving outcomes in patients with acute ICH. And finally, in a report from the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, we learned that the CDC's reconstituted Vaccine Advisory Panel, or the ACIP, voted recently to recommend that all Americans, children, adults, pregnant women, receive only single-dose flu vaccines that do not contain thimerosal, a preservative long targeted by anti-vaccine groups. This marks a sharp break from past precedent and was introduced under the new leadership after HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. replaced the committee's prior members with vaccine skeptics. Thimerosal, used in small amounts to prevent contamination in multi-dose flu vials, has been studied extensively. More than 40 studies over many decades have found no link between thimerosal and developmental delays, though the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics asked manufacturers to remove it in 1999, not because it was unsafe, but to bolster public confidence in vaccines. The vote of the AICP followed a controversial presentation by Lynn Redwood, RN, MSN, and former president of an anti-vaccine group, Children's Health Defense. Her talk, unusually not vetted by CDC scientists, cited at least one study that does not exist, a fact uncovered days before the meeting. Redwood claimed to be appearing as a private citizen, though her longstanding affiliations and unverified data raised red flags about the scientific rigor of the proceeding. Cody Messier, MD, the only member to vote no, emphasized that no study has ever indicated any harm for thimerosal. He warned that banning multi-dose vials could increase costs and reduce access to vaccination. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.